بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters in faith all around the world, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of Quran and Today's Life. Now, concerning the duty of these Ashab of A'raf, the companions of A'raf or Evelation, do they in fact take effect or take into account the shafa'ah or intercession that the people had at the time that they were in their life? Or no, they don't have anything to do with that at that time.
Now, there's a good point in the hadith I mentioned here from Imam Baqir alayhi salam. He said, "La yadkhulu al-jannata illa man arafahum wa arafu." Nobody enters paradise except those who know Ahlul Bayt, and Ahlul Bayt know them.
So you mean the circle of people entering heaven would be very, let's say, tight and very limited, because there are few people who know them. They are the companions of the Ahlul Bayt.
So what is the meaning of this knowing? This is very important to know. Man arafahum wa arafu. You know, there were lots of people who were good people. You may ask the question this way, that there were lots of people who were good people, and they lived in their countries, maybe, for example, thousands of years before the Ahlul Bayt.
And they have done lots of good deeds.
Yeah. And because all people are present on the Day of Judgment. Mm-hmm. Right now, for example, a person who is a good person and he or she doesn't know about Islam, about Ahlul Bayt, in the faith that he or she has, she's or he is a very good person, doing everything she or he feels that is his or her responsibility. So these people may be and can be among those who are successful, muflihun, on the Day of Judgment. But they don't know Ahlul Bayt. In fact, what is important to know is that this knowing is not through the names, through the, I don't know, faces, I mean, in the sense that we have it in this world. Mm-hmm. In this world, we have the, I don't know, first name, last name, or some identification cards. And through these things, we may know each other. You know, lots of people lived at the time of the Ahlul Bayt, but they were enemies of Ahlul Bayt. So they knew Ahlul Bayt through their names.
True.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran says on the Day of Judgment, فَلَا أَنْصَبَ بَيْنَهُمْ. This kind of relationships, these ties, will be cut that day. So this.
What does it mean by these kind of relations? What is this relation?
I mean, this is my brother, this is my sister, this is my father.
Relatively.
So, yeah, to use nepotism or things like this to push your influence. No, there is not such a tie between people. And whatever is important is people's actions and whatever they have done. Their record is important. And you know, we have the notion that on that day we have the embodiment of the actions. The actions have their own forms on that day.
True.
You know, imagine, for example, when you're watching TV, you're seeing just some people doing something, or animals. You see objects, you see different things, analyze them. But what is coming through the, for example, air, through the waves coming to you, these are some codes. The codes are not something that you are seeing on the monitor. Maybe they say, for example, there are some numbers 0 and 1. But then they come to this instrument. It has the ability to change that codes into pictures, and you see some films, some videos. Our actions in this world are just like those codes. And when it comes to the life on the Day of Judgment, there are instruments, in fact. The reality of that world changes these codes into different shapes.
Nice.
For example, we have the hadith, Al-ghibatu adimu kalaba ahlin nar. Those who do backbiting, on the Day of Judgment, their manifestation is that they are eating, they are dogs eating dirty food. So the one who is backbiting, his manifestation on the Day of Judgment is a form of a dog, shape of a dog. There are people in different shapes, maybe, according to bad actions or good actions they have done.
So the actions, good or bad, are manifested in different ways.
In person's personality.
In person's personality. And
some exorcists believe that the verse that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the book that the person have around his neck, يَلْقَاهُ manshura, will be, he or she see the record, everything is in it, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you suffice as a judge for yourself. This is because the actions are not written as some, I don't know, things that we write on the piece of a paper to deny or to accept it. It has been become as the part of a person. As I told you, the actions are some bricks of the personality of the person.
www.voiceislam.com